Miss Irene.
I know his alarm. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, Johnham Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum at Mountain View Inn talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, yeah, I got out yesterday evening. I just wanted to tell you it was mighty thoughty of you and Professor Collinmore to make bond for me. Why, no, they never had no charges against me. Abner just found out about me joining up with you all and said they'd put me in there to keep me out of trouble. Well, of course not. Well, I know you wouldn't get me into no trouble of no kind. Oh, yeah, you can count on me helping you, all right. Yes, Mom. I'm ready to do anything you say. Yeah, I'll show them I'm old enough to run my own business. Wait a minute, here comes Dick Huddleston. All right. Yeah, all right, Trixie. Goodbye.
Well, howdy, Lum. When'd you get out? Aren't you still in jail?
Don't look like it, does he?
Well, how'd you get out, Lum? I thought Abner said he's going to keep you locked up in there till those jewel thieves are cleaned out around here.
Oh, I've got friends. This just gave me a good chance to find out who my real friends was.
Oh?
Such fellas as you and Abner and Granbeth that I always thought was my friends, trying to keep me locked up in jail like a criminal. I found somebody that thought enough of me to get me out of there.
Who was it, Lum?
Well, I don't know if that's any of your business, Dick Huddleston.
Oh, now, Lum, I don't want you to be sore at me about this, Lum. We were just doing it for your own good, trying to keep you out of trouble.
Well, I'll have you know I'm old enough to look after myself. I don't need no guardian. When I do, I'll get one myself. And I won't get none of you, neither.
Well, maybe we were in the wrong. I don't know, Mom. We thought we were doing the right thing. Abner seemed to think that if you were locked up, why, you wouldn't have a chance to get into any trouble.
No, it weren't nothing but Abner trying to show his authority, so it was. Ever since he got to be deputy town marshal, he's trying to run everybody else's business. I've just took off of him all I'm going to.
Now, Lum, he was just trying to keep you from getting mixed up with this gang of jewel thieves, and you know it.
Well, what if I do get mixed up with them? Ain't none of his lookout.
Oh, then you admit that you are mixed up with them, huh?
I ain't admitting nothing. I'm just saying if I am, it's my own business.
All right.
No, sir, me and Abner is through. I ain't having another thing to do with him. I told him yesterday the minute I got out of that jail I was going to give him a licking, and then I aim to do it, too, whenever I catch him.
Well, now, you shouldn't be sore at Abner for trying to do the right thing with you, Lum.
I bet again I get through with him. He don't lock nobody else up in that jail, that he's got some charges again him. I'll tell you that. He might not ruin my reputation.
Reputation?
Making laughing stocks out of me. I went down this morning to get a haircut, and Mose Moots won't know if I want my head shaved. And everybody else busted out laughing.
Well, you know that bunch that hangs out down there at the barber shop, Lum. They josh everybody comes in there.
Suppose I'd have starved to death there in jail. Then how would you fellas have felt?
Well, Abner was feeding you down there, wasn't he?
Nobody wasn't feeding me nothing. I never had a bite all the time I was down there.
You mean if Abner never brought you nothing to eat all the time you was down there?
Oh, he brung stuff down there, but I was on a hungry strike. I couldn't eat.
No. Well, if you'd had to starve to death in a case like that, it'd been your own fault, Lum.
Yeah, but it'd have made you fellas feel bad. I know that.
Well, you're out now, Lum, and I just hope not. There's no hard feeling.
Well, I don't know as I hold it again you, Dick. It's Abner. There's the one. He's the one that had that idea locking me up. And he's the one that went around to all my friends and asked them not to sign no bond to get me out. I ought to wring his neck, what I ought to do. Here comes Cedric. Now, while he helped put me in there, he was nice enough to carry a bond around and try to get me out.
Well, howdy, Cedric.
How do you do, Mr. Dick?
Cedric was telling me we've got some new guests here at the hotel since I've been gone.
New guests? Is that right?
Yes, Mom. Man, his wife from Kansas City, and two women from down in Monroe, Louisiana.
Well, that's fine. Lum, you know, you and Abner have done a better job of running this hotel than I thought you would.
Yeah, we have been doing all right.
What do you mean, have them?
Well, I just mean from here on, one or the other of us is going to have to get out.
What?
There ain't room in this hotel for both of us.
Oh, now, Lon, you and Abner have been partners for so long, you're doing so well, it'd be a shame to split up now.
Well, I don't care what it be. Me and him, it's through. I want no partner I can't put no confidence in.
Now, you can trust Abner, and you know it.
Why, I'd be feared to turn my back on that little snake in the weeds. Feared he'd slap them handcuffs on my wrists again.
Well, has Mr. Abner showed up yet today?
No, and he knows better than to. I told him yesterday what I was going to do when I got out of there.
I never seen him run so fast in my life as he did yesterday whenever I unlocked the jail door and let you out.
Well, how come you
turned down the road there?
What were you doing unlocking the door, Cedric?
Oh, Mr. Abner was feared to, I think. He wanted to get a head start over Mr. Lum.
Now, Lum, you're not serious about giving Abner a licking, are you?
You dad blame right I'm serious. I'll learn him to tend to his own business. Wait a minute, there's the buzzer.
Oh. Well, that's Professor Collinmore's room.
Hello. Office. This is him. Oh, you have? I'll be right up. Okay, Chief. Dick, I've got to run upstairs a minute. Make yourself at home. I'll be back in a minute.
Well, now, listen, Lon. Be careful with that bunch. Don't let them talk you into doing something that you'll get into trouble with.
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Well, all right. Just remember what I told you, though. Lum wouldn't get himself mixed up with that outfit. That Collinmore is just using him.
Well, Professor Collinmore's an awful nice fellow, though. What is, never think he was a crook just for talking to him.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble, Cedric. Most all these crooks are nice fellows personally, but then when you take them out and get them in their own business...
Looky yonder.
Huh?
Looky yonder, there comes Mr. Abner.
Abner? What? For goodness sakes, what's he got on there?
Looks like a baseball mask and a chest protector he's wearing.
I didn't know they'd have a ball game today.
Well, I never neither. Reckon they there, though, for he's got a baseball bat in his hand there.
Well, Abner don't play on the Pine Ridge Nine. He used to play.
He ain't got on a baseball suit nohow, see there?
Hey, where's the ball game, Abner?
Yeah, who's playing who?
There ain't no ball game, and I ain't playing. Whereabouts is that Lum Edwards at?
Oh, he went upstairs, but he said he'd be back in a minute. Said he's going to whop you first time he's seen you.
Well, I'm ready for him. Just let him start something.
Oh, I see. That's the reason you got that outfit on, is it?
Yes, sir. If he so much as lays a hand on me, I'll wear this baseball bat out on him.
Wait, I believe that's him coming down the stairs there now. Better watch out, Mr. Abner, for he's sure bad at you.
Yeah, listen, Abner. Turn around to where he can't see all that stuff you got.
Turn right around now. That's it. That's the time.
Yeah.
He'll be splashed to death.
Yeah, be quiet, sir.
Oh, there you are. Dad, blame you, Abner Peabody. I've been looking for you all day. I told you I was going to give you a whipping. I'll learn you how to lock me up.
Well, you just go ahead. What are you waiting for? Hit me if you can find open. Come on,
well,
get your
drink. Take off
there.
That baseball mask. I ain't going to break no fist on that.
I ain't taking off nothing. All right, Dogie, if you get any closer to me, I'll make a home run out of you. Stand back there.
Put that baseball bat down, Abner, before you hurt somebody.
That's just what I want to do, to hurt somebody. Come on, stand back there.
There you are. That's the kind of a fella you are. Can't even fight fair. That settles it. That settles it. Me and you are through, Abner. I don't want you for a partner no more in the hotel business.
Well, you just get out then, and I'll run it to suit myself. It'll be better anyway.
I won't get out no such a thing. You're the one who's going to get out of here.
I ain't going to get out. And I ain't going to be your partner, neither. I don't want to have nothing more to do with you.
Well, I'll show you who's running
now,
things
just around. Just a minute. Here. No use having a big ruckus over this now. You two can't get along together. Why don't you just take turn about running the hotel here? Lum, you run it one day, and Abner, you can run it the next, and then split the profit.
No, sir. No, sir. I wouldn't trust him. He about collect room rents and not say nothing to me about it.
My dog is, I'm glad you mentioned that. I hadn't
wouldn't
even thought of such a thing.
I wouldn't trust him as far as I can drop a kick a handle.
I wouldn't trust you neither. Dogie's talking about somebody cheating on a rent. That's about what you'd do, you jewel thief.
Jewel?
Yes, sir, jewel thief. That's all
right,
you are.
All right, you went too far now. Can't nobody call me no jewel thief. I'll... Abner, take off that mask.
Just a minute. Now, wait a minute. Just don't have any big arguments. Why don't one of you fellas buy the other one out if you feel this way about each other?
That's a good idea. What do you want for your half interest, Abner?
It ain't for sale, Mr. Edwards.
There you are again. I wish you'd take off that mask and lay down that ball bat.
This makes me just about your size. You're so dead blamed anxious to fight. Why don't you wade in? I'm standing here. Come on.
See, right now, we ain't getting nowhere this way. There ain't but one thing left to do, and that's to divide the rooms up betwixt the two of us, and you can run your half to suit yourself, and I'll run mine.
My doggie, that suits me just fine. You think you know so much about running a hotel? I'll show you how a hotel ought to be run.
You mean run two hotels here in one building? Competition to each other?
Yeah, and I'll bankrupt him in a week.
All right, Dogies, I'll take the downstairs rooms, and you can take the second floor. We'll divide up the guests, too. Put half of them on the first floor and half of them on your floor.
Granny, that's a deal.
That's a deal.
Dick, you and Cedric is witnesses to this. And I'll tell you another thing, Abner. You might as well count on wearing that baseball mask the rest of your life. For I'm going to whoop the daylights out of you every time I catch you with it all.
Well, as if things weren't bad enough, now we're going to have a divided hotel. Be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.